Hello, everyone, and welcome again to the latest edition of the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm Frankenberry here on 100.7 WHUD, and this week I'm talking to senior softball star at the Ursuline School, Emily Dehaney. So welcome to the show, Emily, and congratulations on the award.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
And also with us today is your coach, Coach John Perrone. Hi, Coach.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing all right. Now, according to your nomination letter here, Emily, I see that it's four wins, I guess, to start the season, I'm going to guess, and three straight no-hitters, 55 strikeouts. Holy cow. Now, is that 55 strikeouts in the three no-hitters, or is that for the four games overall that you started with?
I'm pretty sure that's for the four games overall. For the three no-hitters, I got around 43 strikeouts.
Wow. Now, for the audience's sake, as I'm sure they're saying the same thing, I'm just going to speak for everybody and say, holy cow. But now, I'm going to also guess that there's been a few games since this nomination letter. Where do you all stand right now?
So right now, we are 8-3. So we've lost three games.
9-3.
So we've won three games and we lost three. But right now, we're pretty good in the season. Like, we're playing pretty well.
We're first place in our we're in our conference right now.
Okay, I was going to ask you that. Where do you stand in the conference at 9-3? So,
first place, and we're obviously undefeated in that. And Emily's 8-3 on the year. And yeah, she basically, during that stretch of the no hitters, she was 5-0. And she's excellent batter, too, and base runner.
Okay, so Emily or Coach, where did you all finish last season?
So I'll take this one. Last year we lost in the semifinals, you know, for the sections, but we won our division, we won our league, though. So we came first in the league. I think we were ranked second or third, and you know, in Westchester, and we lost in the semifinals to Tappan Zee.
So I'm going to assume then for everybody that the expectations are pretty high this year, and 9-3 is a pretty good mark right now.
Okay. Yeah, it is.
Okay, so now I also note that that you are the captain of the squad, and you've also been, what, a starter for 5 years now, Emily, is that correct?
Yeah, I'm also the captain with Sophia Bancarda, who's another senior on the team.
So let me ask you the question then, and I ask everybody, because pretty much every winner of this award that I get are captains of their respective squads. What is it like to be the captain? Now, look, I realize that you walk the walk with your play on, you know, your play on the field, and you lead by example. But what is it like for the leadership qualities that some of the younger players are looking to you for? Does that put any pressure on you?
Yes, because I feel the underclassmen and my teammates are always looking up to me, expecting like the most. And like, I obviously have to take some leadership roles. And I want to make sure that my teammates know that I'm there for them. So I feel there is quite some pressure, but I like having my teammates look up to me and always, like, they're not afraid to ask me questions and to ask what they should improve on or what they need to do. And, like, I also like encouraging them, making sure, like, they know that they're a big part of this team and that without them, we wouldn't be as successful as we are now.
Okay, now, as I'm sure that when you were younger, you had captains, you had possibly mentors that you looked up to. Is there anything that you learned from them back when you were a younger player that you've been able to implement now with the new younger players?
I think from back then, I've learned to encourage my teammates and to also let them know that I'm always there for them and they can ask me anything, and that I shouldn't be afraid to take a leadership role, and that I shouldn't feel pressure because I'm being the best that I can, and that I'm always there for my teammates.
And it is very important for your teammates to have that confidence in you. So, you know, I'm glad you're able to get that across to them that, you know, hey, you don't have any worries. I'm here. I've got your back, and let's move forward and let's continue to be successful. Now, I also wanted to ask you, has there been any improvement in the younger players that you're particularly proud of? You know, something that you thought to yourself, wow, I've had a hand in this. Look how they've improved.
Yes, we've had a big improvement since from the beginning of the season, because some girls, they don't play travel or like outside of school. And it's also a big step going from JV to varsity. So a lot of the girls, like, they didn't know certain plays, or like, now they're trying out new positions. So like, as we played more games, they've improved a lot. Like, their hitting has gotten better, their fielding. And I also like how some girls are, like, asking the upperclassmen for advice on, like, pitching and, like, hitting. And we've just improved, like, a lot, and we're just a much better team now.
And that's great. That's great that they're comfortable enough to not be intimidated by the upperclassmen to ask them questions and to ask them for a little bit of help. I see here that you're a two-time pitcher of the league, three-time all-section, also a three-time Ursuline MVP, and also that you're going to be going to Binghamton University to play softball. How fantastic is it? That had to be a pretty big day for you.
Yeah, it really was. I was really excited.
I'm sure you were. I'm sure you were. And that's very exciting to look forward to. So so coach, in all your time that you've been coaching Emily, what have you seen of her her growth as a player but also as a leader?
Well, you said it before, walking the walk. Emily has been a starter since eighth grade, and she definitely turned around the program. She's not a young lady of many words. She's quiet. But she's so strong, with a strong presence on the field, that everybody gravitates to it. It's almost unfair in a way, because we expect so much from her, you know, because she's so good. I mean, she's really good. And she's so humble. And I've been around this game for a long time, and I've seen other pitchers sometimes get upset if a girl makes an error. You never get that from Emily. She's very encouraging. She's a credit to her parents, and she's definitely in the right place at Ursuline, because this is a very community-driven school, and she is a major cog in the team.
I can tell. Yeah. Yes, I can definitely tell. And I'm Frankenberry, and you're listening to 100.7 WHUD and Con Edison's Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm speaking with senior softball star at Ursuline School, Emily Dehaney. So, Emily, with this award also comes the academic side of things, and I see you've got that pretty well in hand. You know, I think a 4.6 out of 5 while taking numerous AP and honors courses. You're on the honor roll there. You were also awarded, the Marie T. Murray Memorial Scholarship for Athletic and Academics. What exactly is that award? How long has that one been around?
So I won that in eighth grade. So you get it at moving up ceremony. And basically, it's an award that goes to someone who shows that they've done a lot for the community and they have multitasked. So like, they do a bunch of sports, or they do a lot of like service, and while also keeping like a good academic record.
Okay. Then there's also another one. What is it? I think Ione Dunkley Edwards Scholarship. Is that in the similar vein?
So, yeah, that's also for someone who shows like a lot of community service and has good academics. And it's basically a scholarship where they pay for like free SAT tutoring.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. And that's and well earned, I can see, by your grade point and the classes that you're taking. So speaking of the classes that you're taking, what is it that piques your interest the most? What is the class you most look forward to going to?
I look forward to going to anatomy and physiology, because I'm interested in like biology, and I want to major in biology, doing a pre-med track.
All right. Well, that's partially answers the question that I was going to have coming up for you, but I'll hold that for just one second, because I always ask this, because this is very interesting to me. Is there any class that you've taken, maybe an elective of some type, or is there any class that when you moved up to the next level of the class that surprised you, that you said to yourself, wow, this is way cooler than I thought it was going to be?
I would have to say moving up from physics to human anatomy and physiology, because it's like a huge step, because I go from learning about like gravity and just all those calculations, and then going to the human body, and like I'm learning about all these complicated and complex things about the body that are just fun and I didn't know about. So it definitely sparked up my interest in doing biology in the future.
There you go. And that is certainly something to look forward to when you get to Binghamton. And it's nice to know that, something was able to kind of catch your eye and say, wow, this is where I know I want to go. So it's nice to have that in mind. And I also see that you're also involved with some other things at the school, that they help out with theater and art shows and fall sports. And that's got to be cool to be involved with your classmates and also be involved with some of your friends that play other sports.
Yeah, it's very fun. I get to, I guess, expand my knowledge on like music and like other sports. So I think it's very fun.
And another award that I see you've won is, now hold on a second. I gotta catch a breath here, because it is the Parents Club of West Point Dwight D. Eisenhower Leadership Award for exceptional performance in academics, athletics, community service, leadership, and moral character. Now, that is a mouthful that probably needs like two awards just to cover all the words. But but that's pretty much an award that says Emily is the whole package. That's kind of cool. When did you receive that?
I received that last year.
And congratulations to you on that one. So, with all the things that you have going on, Emily, and obviously you've got a lot of balls in the air. What do you do to try to manage it all, to try to keep yourself level?
I think most of the time I just go with the flow. Like, I obviously manage my time. So I spend certain amount of hours doing like sports related stuff and also doing things that are related to like my academics. But usually I just go with the flow.
Okay. Now, if you get a moment, though, when you get a chance to just sit back, take a breath, what kind of hobbies, what kind of interests do you have that might be what you need to just give yourself a little bit of a break?
Usually I listen to music or I practice piano.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you played piano. So anything in particular that you do playing piano at school there?
No, I usually just practice at home.
Okay. All right. So, Coach, now before we wrap things up here with Emily, what would you like to add here at the end about her and her moving forward and her playing softball at Binghamton?
I just hope I get a discount when she becomes a doctor. That kind of thing. Emily is my assistant, Danny Vitulli, and myself. We can't say enough about Emily as a person, as a young lady. She's a model citizen. She's humble. She's everything you'd want your child to be. She's perfect. I mean, listen, nobody's perfect, but she's as close as you can get. And, it's been a pleasure. You know what? You're only as good as your players. Yeah. And I got a good player. So
then you're pretty good. So good for you.
Yes.
And
she
good.
Makes me look good. You see, I'm sitting next to her. So you can see I'm ugly. She's pretty. So she's good.
See, there you go, Emily. You are multifaceted. Good for you there.
She's been great. And she's been a pleasure to have. No doubt about it.
That is some high praise and a nice way to end things here, Emily. So, again, congratulations on the award. Obviously well deserved. And for you, Emily, Coach, and the rest of the team, good luck on the rest of the season. You know, take that next step if you can.
That's what we're shooting for. Thank you.
All right. And Emily, keep making Coach look good, all right?
Thank you.
All right. For Ursuline School's Emily Duhaney, you've been listening to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm Frankenberry, and please join us again next week right here on 100.7 WHUD.